Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good day to you. Happy Tuesday. Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, stevejonesshow.com. Sean Carey here. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Don't forget, you can now listen to the Steve Jones Show as a podcast. You can subscribe to it on either iTunes or Google Play. If you do listen to our podcast on iTunes, appreciate it if you write us a review. Thanks ahead of time for doing that. And lots of ways to get in contact with us by email, stevejones@wkok.com. stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook and give us a Twitter follow. Our Twitter account follow. Our account is @stevejonespsu. As we mentioned, our Facebook page posts breaking stories on there, links to the podcast as well at stevejonesshow.com. With you live here until 5 Eastern on WKOK. Then, of course, we'll have the late day news roundup after that with Sarah Benick leading us into Phillies baseball tonight. The Fightins will be back at home this evening as they start a quick two-game series against the Seattle Mariners. Jared Eichhoff will be on the mound tonight for Philly. And then tomorrow will be a day game. Tomorrow will be a 105 business person special at Citizens Bank Park. So there will be no Steve Jones Show tomorrow. Then we'll be back in on Thursday. Ariel Miranda will be on the mound for Seattle tonight. Seattle coming in tonight 15-17, and the Fightins sitting in third in the National League East with a record of 13-17. Phillies went through a stretch of games that have been featured the Dodgers, Cubs, and Nationals. On Sunday, they did salvage a game against Washington and come from behind extra inning win. But during that tough stretch, though, Phillies have only won two out of their last 10. But we're going to focus a little bit on the younger players coming up through the ranks and the farm clubs of the Fightin' Phillies. We'll be talking to Matt Leon from KYW in Philadelphia. He'll make his weekly visit a little bit later on. And also, we'll tell you about this for the first time this morning. Had a chance earlier. It was a privilege for me to get a chance to speak on the phone with Dan Baker, the longtime legendary public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies, of course, from the Vet and Citizens Bank Park. And we'll be having an appearance with Dan Baker here on the Steve Jones Show later this month. And we got that marked down for Monday, May the 22nd. Actually, Dan is going to be traveling with the Phillies on their next road trip as they head to Texas. They'll have an interleague series with the Texas Rangers, and also be heading into Pittsburgh and get an interdivisional series going with the Buccos before they head back home later this month to Citizens Bank Park. So when the Phillies are back in town later this month, we will have Dan Baker on the show. Dan was with us a few years back making an appearance here on the show, so be looking forward to hearing from Dan. Actually, Dan told me this morning that his wife is a Penn State grad.
So yes, she is.
She is, yes. Yeah, we'll have Dan Baker on later this month on May 22nd.
And on the after show, a 10-part series on the Indy 500.
It is that time of year.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It'll be that time of week. We get to the week.
I did try to sucker the suit into that, just to try to get him to bite, saying, oh, May is now your favorite month of the year instead of August. I thought I had him, but Didn't take.
Oh yeah, I forgot he said that.
Yeah. Close.
What's your favorite sports month of the year? Now, I'm expecting May, October, March, whatever, you know, bowl season, something. August. What the heck is going on in August?
That's a tough question for me. I mean, I love watching so many different types of sports. It'd be hard for me to pinpoint a specific month. I mean, you could say May just for the fact that you got multiple playoffs going on at the same time. You got baseball going on despite it being still early in the year. But so just all depends on what your taste is in sports, I guess.
Oh, it is. Yeah. We become... And I've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again. We've become a very regionalized sports society, even though we have access to more national games than ever before. I think the only sport right now that if you were to look at the fans and they know a lot about other teams, it would be the NFL. You know, you may be an Eagles fan, for example. But as an Eagles fan, you know not just about Eli Manning and the Giants and about the Cowboys and Prescott and Sean Lee and Zeke Elliott and the Redskins with Kirk Cousins and everybody that they have. And, you know, they just drafted Jonathan Allen. But you know that J.J. Watt plays for the Houston Texans. You know Sam Bradford now is with the Minnesota Vikings. You know about Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions. You know, the NFL is the one sport where I think that the fans, even though they're locked in, I'm an Eagles fan, I'm a Redskins fan, I'm a Steelers fan, you still know a lot about the other teams in the league. I feel like in baseball, for example, how much does a Phillies fan know about the San Diego Padres? And they're in the same league. They're not in the same division, but they're in the same league. But how much do they know about the Padres? I mean, even an Eagles fan knows that, well, you know what, the Jags just got Leonard Fournette, and they've got Allen Robinson, they got Paul Posluszny. You know, I mean, they know. I mean, the Jags are in the different conference. That's the one sport where I think people know a lot about the teams. Everybody else is so regional now. You know, if you're a Washington Capitals fan, you do know a lot about the Penguins. They're your chief rival. Okay. But how much do you know about the San Jose Sharks as a fan? NBA. All right, you know about LeBron and the Cavs. You know a lot about Steph Curry and Golden State. And you know about the Sixers, your team. How much do you know about anybody else? Do you? I don't blame you, by the way. That's why if we ever get to a la carte cable, if we ever get to a la carte cable, I'm going to be interested to see how many people pick up, for example, Root Sports. How many people? I mean, I would pick it up. I would want to pick it up. CSN Philly, I'd pick that up. I mean, I've got the sports package here. So in my sports package, I've got NHL Network, I've got NBA TV, NFL Network, Red Zone. I have all that. I have all of it. So I have that. And so I would still continue to pick it up. I have no problem with the bundles I have. I mean, do I think I feel like I pay too much for cable? Yeah, I pay too much for cable. But the oddity is I don't have HBO or Showtime. I don't know what you have.
I pretty much, from the way you're describing your TV package, I pretty much have the same thing. I have the sports entertainment bundle as well. I don't have any of the pay TV channels on either, like HBO, Showtime, Cinemax.
Okay.
Don't have those either.
All right.
This is me carving out the time to watch movies on those channels. I don't know if I'd have the time to do it.
Right. And that's exactly the predicament I'm in, is that I would...
But I will say this. If I was not a huge sports fan, And it got me to thinking last week of the conversation we had with John Orand from Sports Business Journal. You know, how many people are cord cutting? I probably, if I was not a hardcore sports fan, I would probably cut the cord and maybe, you know, take up a Netflix subscription. I may do that. And the funny part is, while it was raining on Sunday in between my nephew's Little League games, what was he doing? He was watching a cartoon on Netflix on his mom's phone.
Netflix has been interesting. I don't have Netflix, but I've had people that have encouraged me to get it.
I don't either. My younger brother-in-law and his wife, they have it. They love it.
My son has Apple TV. I do have an Apple adapter, for example, that if I want to go to Apple TV, I can. I have that. And what the reason he gave it to me is that it's allowed me to take my iPad and sync it to my TV. Well, you're saying, well, then why don't you watch stuff off of that? Which I can. But my purpose for it is when I sync my iPad to my TV, it's to watch game film. So, I know, silly Steve.
That's not silly at all. That's upgrading your game prep. I think it's great.
That's what silly Steve does. Silly Steve... Yeah, that's what he does all the time. I'll watch game tape, and so that's what I do, and that's how I sync it up. And I've done that, you know, just bigger picture and so forth, and I'm able to do it, which is great. But that's the only time I use it. Now, my son does not have cable. So that's what he uses for TV, is Apple TV. That's why I think it's going to be very interesting as we go forward. What will the role of Amazon, Google, and Apple play in sports rights and where we get sports? We can't, I hate to say this, but we can't keep going at the rate that we're going at right now with rights fees. I mean, I'll give you an example. I think Mike Conley of the Memphis Grizzlies is a fine player. And you could see when he was at Ohio State, he was going to be a very good player. You could see it. He was going to be very, very good. Well, you know, he gets the max contract at $30 million a year. I mean, $30 million. No offense, but if he's worth $30 million a year, then what, pray tell, was Will Chamberlain worth? Mike Conley is going to be... always going to have a really, really good career. He always is. And he's always going to be a really, really good player. But... But he's not going to go to Springfield unless he goes like you and I do, and that's with a ticket. Now, again, as I've stated many times, I'm all for whatever anybody can get. Now, am I more loyal, obviously, to somebody like Sean or to Jack or to Dick? You know, hoping that they get everything they can get because these are the people I work closer with than anybody? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but I don't begrudge what anybody else gets. I never have. I have never been jealous of what anybody else gets. I remember years ago, you'll love this, Sean. Years ago, remember it was the Harrisburg Patriot that put in the request because they wanted to find out what the salaries were at Penn State. So they used Joe Paterno's salary as the impetus so they could get legal clearance to get it. Remember that?
Do remember that, yes.
Yeah. And I'm speaking before a group. It's like 300 people in the room, and somebody brought up the question about Joe's salary. And how curious was I as to how much he made? Then I looked at the person and I said, I don't care what he makes. I care what I make. I said, what he makes doesn't pay my mortgage. What I make pays my mortgage. I said, honestly, I don't care what he makes. I said, hey, I hope he makes a ton of money. I said, but how curious am I? Not too. And as you know, I've always been that way. You know, I've always been. Yeah, I don't care if my neighbor makes 20 times more than I do. I worry about what I make. Well, I don't care what Mike Conley makes. That's great. But it is an example. The reason I'll bring up Mike Conley is not because I'm envious of what he makes. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to make what he makes. The market bears that. So I have no issue with that. But with Mike Conley, for example, I cannot picture in 2025 someone of Mike Conley's ability, and he has a lot of ability, making that kind of money, because I don't think the money's going to be there. I think you're going to see, now, who has the money? And Sean, you brought this up yesterday. Who has the money? Well, Google, Amazon, Apple, they have the money. I mean, let's look at the stock options on all three. They're through the roof right now. We're going to talk more about this in a few moments and relate it to college sports as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. I think sports on TV as we watch it right now is stabilized for the next 5 years or so because the contracts are already there and laid out. The NFL runs through 21, baseball 21, the Big Ten through 22. And the other contracts run longer than that, especially in college football and the NBA. So those next three contracts are going to dictate which way is the market going. You might get more money, but is it going to be from Fox and ESPN, or is it going to be or you're going to see maybe Google or Apple or Amazon enter into the fray and pay out big money so you can watch on devices? I think you have to be smart with your money right now in sports. Understand your windfall, but make sure that there's a rainy day fund. We'll talk about that next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us this day in sports history in a moment. Our countdown to the Indy 500 continues. We are 395 days away from the 2018 Indy 500.
I'll let you know if you heard that. Don't hear footsteps down the hall yet.
Okay.
There are certain people in life that have the inability to sneak up on people. He's one. This day in sports history. In 1945, in the United States, the wartime government ban on horse racing was lifted. Now, of course, we were still fighting at that time the war in the Pacific, but the war in Europe had ended officially the day before, VE Day. Jim Gentile, 1961, set a Major League Baseball record when he hit a Grand Slam home run in two consecutive innings. The game was against the Twins. Needless to say, the Orioles won. 1973, Johnny Bench hit three home runs in a game. It was the second time he had achieved that feat in his young career. 1984, The White Sox beat the Brewers 7-6 in 25 innings. The game took 8 hours and 6 minutes to complete. 1987, Eddie Murray became the first player with switch-hit home runs in 2 consecutive games. 1993, the Phoenix Suns beat the Lakers 112-104 in overtime to become the first NBA team to lose 2 playoff games at home and then come back to win 3 straight. Let's see. 1995, the Indians tied a record when they scored 8 runs before making an out. They beat the Twins 10-0. Let's see here. 1999, Marshall McDougall of Florida State hit 6 consecutive home runs and knocked in 16 runs, both records, in a 25-2 victory over Maryland. They don't talk about that often in College Park. And in 2010, Dallas Braden became the 19th pitcher to throw a perfect game in Major League history. The A's beat the Rays 4-0. It was Mother's Day, and his grandmother was in the crowd. Very, very nice. That is this date in sports history. Sandy Barber was out on the coaches' caravan trail with James Franklin and other coaches. And, of course, they're asking her about, quote, the arms race that is going on right now in intercollegiate athletics. And she said, look, they want to make sure that their facilities here at Penn State can compete with anybody, but they're not going to go overboard on this. Other places have gone overboard on it. At least in my opinion, they've gone overboard. You know, trying to be the in place because look at everything that we have that other people don't have. And Clemson is one of them, by the way. You look at Penn State redid its locker room, and they did it through donation, and the players absolutely loved it. I think many of you have seen the YouTube video of how the players reacted once they saw their locker room. And they cherish that place. They love it. You ask the players, they just, you know, first of all, it's their sanctuary. It allows them to get away from things. And Texas just did the same thing. And Texas spent, I think, $10,500 per locker. It's a big number. Hey, that is a big number. I mean, that's per locker. 40 years ago, you could have paid for the whole locker room with $10,000. Now, things have changed. So when you look at the most extravagant facilities, Clemson would be probably number one now. They have a bowling alley, a nap room, an indoor slide, and laser tag. All inside the facility. I mean, that's what they have now. This is their facility. Remember, their facility has a bowling alley, a nap room, laser tag, and an indoor slide. Really? Auburn, of course, like Penn State just put in video boards. Auburn just put in video boards. $14 million. 57-foot screen. Excuse me, 190 feet tall and 57 feet wide. How about that? $14 million for that video board. Oregon. Phil Knight. 145,000 square foot indoor facility. Everything from a restaurant to whatever they want. Texas, I mentioned the lockers, $10,500 each. The lockers use a 43-inch TV monitor in place of the standard nameplate. A 43-inch TV monitor is there in place of the standard nameplate. Ohio State has a waterfall. Alabama has an arcade, billiards tables, and a 212-seat theater to use for team meetings. Florida State updated its locker room as part of its $250 million champions campaign. The overall added statues of great players in the history of Seminoles football and iPads in every locker. Hey, this is part of the arms race. I haven't even mentioned a stadium yet. Have I mentioned a stadium yet, except for the video board at Auburn?
No.
No. I realize you want to have modern facilities. I mean, I got that part. Believe me. I mean, you want for the players. To me, the locker room is a big part of it. You know, it's their sanctuary. That's where, you know, where they go. They'd rather go there than the apartment, I think. And it's very important that they have that. But when you look at part of the arms race, it doesn't just have to do with stadiums. Now, Penn State just received a gift on the lacrosse stadium, which is great. Because in 2011, that was one of the projects that got derailed. Now, as somebody who likes to watch lacrosse from the hill, which I do, and I've told Missy Doherty that, you know, I said, no, I'll watch up in the hill. I love being in the hill. It's like, geez, well, we might put seats there. I said, that's fine. I'll set the seats. Doesn't matter. I still enjoy it. But as Sandy Barbara points out, I think she's absolutely right. Hey, look, we want our facilities to be great, but we're not going to go overboard and do stupid things. I'm sorry, no football team needs a bowling alley and a nap room.
Right. I could have sworn the dorm room qualifies as the nap room. I mean, call me crazy, but...
You're crazy.
Okay.
No. Okay. At Clemson, they have outdoor kitchen and grilling area. They have sand volleyball and yard games.
Wonder if that's been put to good use here since January.
Well, it's Clemson, South Carolina. Yeah. But the question is going to be, okay, do you save some of your money for, quote, the rainy day fund? Because what will the numbers look like down the road? Now, as you know, I've outlined the numbers all over the place here. Now, ESPN, which will be there 10, 20 years from now, it's still going to be there. But ESPN... It's interesting that the current management gets a lot of praise because, you know, and they're really held in great reverence. But remember, this unit did not come up with the economic model that has made it the behemoth it is today. The economic model of standard commercials, which has been there since the 1920s, to then go with let's get cable fees. And price it to our advantage. Somebody else came up with that model. Now it's a question of what they've done with the model. While over a period of time they've done some good things with the model, more recently they've panicked and have done some things that have hurt the company, knocked down the profits, caused layoffs, and... long-term has given them a spot where for the next 8 years, they're going to have to negotiate the water here. because they've overpaid on a couple of fronts. And we know what the couple of fronts happen to be. They've overpaid on Monday Night Football, $1.9 billion for Monday Night Football, and another $100 million for a playoff game, which is a Saturday afternoon game at 4:30 in the first round. So you add those two together, that's $2 billion to do 17 games. Does that sound like it's a smart economic deal? The next highest deal, as I pointed out, is $1.1 billion, and that's Fox. And Fox does more than 17 games in a month. What's next? Well, the next one, without question, is the NBA deal. There was a column written today. Was it today or yesterday? John Wortman from SI.com. Very good article. John Wertheim, my apologies. John Wertheim wrote it. And in the column, he talks to somebody within the industry that understands the negotiations. And he says that if you take the deal that ESPN signed in 2015 for the NBA, it is his opinion that deal today, based on current market conditions, is actually worth 30% less. Now, if you were to have told me, I didn't know what the numbers were going to be, but in my guessing game, 2 years ago, somebody said, what do you think the NBA is worth? I would have told you $900 million to a billion a year. Right? That's about what I would have come up with. A little bit more than Major League Baseball, a little bit under the NFL per year. I'm talking about one NFL package per year. I'm not talking about the total package for the NFL in a year. Well, they came in at 1.4 at ESPN, and 1.2, by the way, for Turner. At $1.4 billion, I think they've overpaid in terms of my perception of the value of the package. I mean, they know the value better than I do, but just from the outside looking in, I think they overpaid by a half billion a year. I think, I think realistically, when you look at the product, I mean, look, Golden State just played the Utah Jazz. Let me ask you something. Show of hands. Name me two players on the Utah Jazz. And this is one of the final eight teams. Name me two players on the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, I can only name one, Gordon Hayward, but that's it for me.
Right. And that's the way it is with most people, Sean. It's not... That's not a put down that that's the one person you know.
And I'll tell you what, over the past week, when I hear that name, he's got to be going to the Boston Celtics. It's like they're trying to get rid of that team's best player.
Right. I've more people have heard about Gobert maybe a little bit of late. But that's it. I mean, the league now is down to LeBron and Cleveland, Steph and Golden State. Celtics at least have a name. I think a lot of people know who Isaiah Thomas now is because he's 5'9", and people can relate to him. Washington maybe with John Wall. Not so much Bradley Beal is really good. But John Wall was the first overall pick in the draft 1 year. But that's where it is. I mean, that's where it is. Houston, they know who James Harden is. Name another Houston Rocket. Can't. And you pay $1.4 billion a year for a product that most people can only name 10 to 15 players of? Total? Total? 15 might be stretching it, so I said 10. 10 to 15. That's what you paid $1.4 billion for? Interesting. I know they really crave the 18 to 49 market, and they're really craving millennials. But 49 to 65 buys a lot of things. I mean, they buy a lot of things. Why? Because they have the means to do it. They've had a career and a life. Kind of an interesting concept about how TV works and how it sells. I realize that you want to get the young group ingrained so that they're buying products over a lifetime. That I understand the marketing and the thought process behind it. But don't start putting down the 50 to 65 group. They're the ones that have actually have an established life and have established means, which means they can go out and buy the stuff you're trying to sell. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
102 years in business is spectacular for you. Here's why. During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 102 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 39 new Escapes starting at $19,380. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from new F-150s starting at $24,919. Sunbury Motors has 115 new Ford trucks to choose from. See why the F-150 has been America's best-selling truck for 40 consecutive years.
One is sold every 43 seconds.
SMC is where you want to be for 0% financing for up to 60 months on Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, and 0% for 72 months on Focuses and Fusions. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 102 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. Sunbury Motors and the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 102 years.
We're going to talk about the Phillies in the next half hour with Matt Leon, not only about what's happening with the current club, but also what he's seeing in the minor leagues as well. Matt Leon will join us from Philadelphia in the next half hour. It's great to have you with us, and we'll have the Phillies on in this time slot tomorrow. As our countdown of to the Indy 500 continues, we are 802 days away from the 2019 Indy 500. What?
No, it seems like numbers are getting bigger. Is it just
me?
It's
2019. I'm just trying to... Well, it's either that or counting down to someone's prom.
No, Suit Light had the prom last weekend. That was Saturday. Pictures have already been blasted on social media thanks to Papa Suit. He actually caught Suit Light blinking in one shot, and yes, he posted that one as well. That probably does not surprise you whatsoever.
I'm really glad that something that was developed years ago has really paid off for me. That's the ability to block.
Right.
He's going to Albright. The president of the university has no idea what he's in for.
Watch out, Redding. Here comes Suit Light.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury.